them old brick in there, them English brick. In there, you know, you should come here with vessels. And you know, there's some English captains in there. I guess they'd get here and die and they'd bury them out here in the cemetery. That cemetery is quite interesting if you go through it and get to it.
It's a large.
Yes,
it takes a long time to go through.
That's right. Well, now the back of it, that's the new cemetery. We just made that. I was near a boy here in this house and all. We just took that in the cemetery, that new part back then. We selling lots in the new one now. They ain't in the old one because you can't tell where people are buried in there. There's no records, you know. Now we got full records of the ones buried in the new cemetery. We require a cornerstone and they tell you right where it is. See? Surveyed off and you can tell that's what, and just look on the records. The record made of each grave in there. Now we sell those lots for $150 with the understanding that if they don't use it, we'd buy it back at the same price. Because there was one fella, he was going to buy us some lots. We used to sell them for $50 on up, and he's going to buy a whole lot and speculate on them, see? Didn't want no speculation. Now, another thing, that within minutes, I haven't been to a cemetery meeting lately, but a real poor person that couldn't afford it, they'd give them a lot free. But you know, there are some people that can't afford it.
Maybe they should be allowed to be buried there too.
Well, in that cemetery, there's all kinds of the colored cemeteries right to the south of it, you know, the old colored cemetery. Some of them are the old slave colored people.
Didn't see them.
Yeah, I know some of them, you know, with old time people. Good people, you know, good, polite, nice, colored people. It's amazing of the colored today and the colored then.
What's the difference?
Well, they were ignorant, they couldn't write their name at all. But they were polite, nice. And no, you never seen them. These younger crowds, yeah, they'll bless you up. They're not as polite as them older colored people. But I've got a lot of friends amongst colored people. Well, there's two. There's one died about 3 weeks ago, and then one died last week. Old colored people, one of them used to live right over there. In my house right over on the other side of this one right there. And we used to call her Aunt Emma, Emma Pinkney. And she was 90 some old. And then we had another, I think she was 90 some old. And her husband is 96. And he was a preacher and he's still preaching, 96. Gilbert was there.
Has he always lived here?
Well, not right here, but he used to live out there at what we call Woodsville on the other side of Morello Street. And he'd walk in town. And when the Pody plant came here in 1917, he moved in town. He lived here with them.
What kind of plant moved here?
A pogie plant, fish plant. They caught manhaden and made fertilizer out of them. You see?
Never heard of
Well,